people, listen up. It's a fucking lockdown right now.
Come off it. We're not in a prison drama, are we?
We are in a prison drama. This is the fucking Shawshank Redemption, right? But with more tunneling through shit, no fucking redemption.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Sheriff, this is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic.
And he won't let me sleep.
I ain't going with you. I'm going with Child.
I'm taking down.
Fuck you, Popper. I'm going with you.
Who says I want you going with me?
Oh, what the bullshit?
The whole world gone crazy.
Hey!
Everybody calm the fuck down. Before he would let me build, I wish somebody would come and dry my fever away. I wish somebody come and dry my fever away. This fever I'm having sure is in my way. This fever I'm having sure it hard on a man.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Holmes Movies Podcast, where we've been recommending films to each other to watch during these interesting times that we're living in at the moment. My name is Anders Holmes, and I'm joined over Zoom. We're not using Skype at the moment. We're Zooming, and I'm joined by my older brother, Adam, who is living in the United States of we can't get our shit together, America.
Yes, coming at you live from the bin fire, that is, the United States. We're on Zoom. This is cool. We're using the UMass Amherst Zoom account to record podcasts, which feels kind of piratical and fun. I haven't checked if this is allowed, but hey, doesn't matter. So, because no one is listening. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. It's last week was sunny, so I took a little social distancing trip to the beach, which was a little bit difficult as it was a Saturday. So I found I went to Amarstrand, which is like a really big beach area near where I live. And I found this little hill, like sandy hill. And I sort of put myself there and just, read books and got a tan, and it was nice. Yeah,
we've been away for a bit, haven't we, from the podcast, because I was on the beach last week as well. And I was on Cape Cod. But a stone's throw from Martha's Vineyard, 45 years to the day since Jaws came out. And there are all these signs, on Cape Cod that says, beware the great white sharks, don't go too far out, there are sharks, be careful of the sharks, please don't sue us, all this stuff. And I was obsessed. I wanted to see a shark so bad, and I wanted to quote Jaws, and I wanted to find, I wanted to do the whole thing. I didn't want to see one in the water, I wanted to see one from the land. Yeah. So I brought my binoculars, and I sat and I looked out of the window. I kept seeing these fucking seals, and I was like, well, there are seals, there are bound to be sharks. But no, yeah. I was there for a whole week, didn't see a single fucking shark. So I'll have to go back. But I'll have to jump into the sea dressed as a seal. I'm not sure if I want to go that far yet. We've been on a bit of a hiatus, but we are back, baby. And
yeah. New month, July.
Are you ill?
No. I thought you'd find that funny. July.
Why would I find that funny? That's you sound like a guy in an office from the late 90s trying to do a Will Smith impression.
That wasn't me trying to do a Will Smith impression.
No,
I'm going to do a Will Smith impression.
Woo!
yeah, I'll leave that for you.
I make this look good. What are we doing?
So, yeah, you recommended The Long Goodbye last time we did this, right?
Oh, that was ages ago. Yeah.
I feel like 2020, every time I remember something, it feels like years ago. I don't know. It's crazy how this whole
2020 is both going incredibly slowly and incredibly quickly. It's just going to be very interesting to look back on if there is a future, if we aren't all dead.
Like this whole year is just, it's quick to end like a Game of Thrones season. It's like, let it end.
Yeah, I just love the idea of us, watching the comet approaching Earth in January 2021 that's going to wipe out all life. And we're just like, well, at least we recorded some podcasts about movies. Our legacy is safe. Okay. Well, so you're recommending something.
Yes. So I recommend I'm recommending a film I saw last night. I have two questions to you, Adam.
Okay, yes.
Do you?
I think we need to turn the video off because you're doing a fucking game show host thing with the pointing and stuff.
Do you like film noir?
Yes.
Do you like Denzel Washington?
Yes.
Well, this is the perfect film for you. And the film that I'm recommending is Devil in a Blue Dress, directed by Carl Franklin. And it was, I believe it was released in the mid-90s, around 1995 or 1996, can't quite remember. And it's based on a book by Walter Mosley, and Denzel Washington plays a private investigator called Ezekiel Rawlings, and he calls himself Easy. And it's set in the late 1940s in Los Angeles, and he is hired by a very mysterious man played by Tom Sizemore, who says, I've been looking for this woman played by Jennifer Beals called Daphne Monet, and she was a woman that was engaged to a promising figure who was about to become mayor of Los Angeles, and their marriage went down a hill, and he dropped out of the race, and he's been hired, and Denzel Washington is asked by Tom Sizemore to look for this woman. And Denzel Washington's character, Easy, is in a bit of a rut. He's going to lose his house. He doesn't have any money. He got fired from his job. Race was probably an issue into that. And the film does have some sort of racial undertones, but it's not like in your face with it, but it is very much part of the film and part of the story. And it's less of a, there is some murder in the film. It, you know, it's not a proper film noir if there's not any murder and police going after Denzel Washington and being like, what's going on here? Like, do you know anything about this and things like that? So it's less of a whodunit than a why done it, because the motivations to why the bad guys in this film commit this crime, or you know, what the reasons of why all this sort of mayhem and murder and mischief and conspiracies. So it's really, really good. It's really interesting. Denzel Washington is charismatic as hell, and he's great in the role, as is Don Cheadle, who plays his friend Mouse, who is a friend of his from Austin, Texas, who is a little bit of a live wire character, a bit quick to pull the gun and shoot some people, and maybe is a bit of a psychopath. But and Denzel Washington at some moments feels like, I like this guy, but I feel like he's bad and I don't know if I should cut him off and things like that. And Don Cheadle is really good, and he's been noted as playing a very scene-stealing performance, and he's really, really good in the film, as is Tom Sizemore and Jennifer Beals, who plays Daphne Monet. So, and it's directed by Carl Franklin. I've not seen that many of Carl Franklin's films. He directed a film called One False Move, which is supposed to be a really good crime film that came out in the early 90s, written by Billy Bob Thornton. And he also directed a few episodes in the later part of the last season of Mindhunter, which takes place during in Atlanta during the Atlanta child murders that were happening in the early 80s. So he's a really, really good director, and he directed this very well, and it's really nicely shot. The cinematographer was Tak Fujimoto, who's worked a lot on Jonathan Demme's films like Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, a lot of his early stuff. He even did The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, and it's really, it does have this really, like, the tone and the set design and the look, it's really, it feels like a period piece. Like, it feels like it's 1940s Los Angeles, like in the same way, like it reminded me a little bit of the cinematography in LA Confidential, which is also really nice.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's, I mean, LA Confidential looks brilliant. This sounds, I've never heard of this film. It sounds incredibly intriguing. And yeah, as you say, it's right up my alley. How's the, like, do they get the period detail right? Does it really feel like,
yeah, they do.
Does it feel like a 90s film where everyone's dressed like the 40s, or does it feel like you're in the 40s?
No, you really do feel like you're in the 40s. I've never been, I mean, we have been to Los Angeles. I don't know what, you know, I've not been to all over, but they really found places that looked authentic of the time, because I feel like there are some places in Los Angeles that still have some of that, though, that nostalgic aesthetic, those old 1940s feeling to them. And you know, I don't know if they shot on location or they shot on like sets or anything, but they did do a really good job into making it seem like a very authentic period piece. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's some, I don't know very much about LA. I mean, we went on a trip to, you know, Hollywood, essentially Beverly Hills when we were kids. But I mean, in terms of the city, I don't know it at all well. But I mean, you get the impression with it, like a lot of American cities, that's because of lax regulation, a lot of historic architecture gets knocked down. I mean, that certainly happened in New York, but there are obviously still places where you can get that feel. I mean, there's no question the country looked a lot nicer in 1940 than it did now, does now, because of you know, that's a different topic. But no, it sounds like a good movie. I want to watch it. Do you know if it's relatively easy to get hold of?
You could probably, I mean, I have it on DVD. I mean, you could probably, I could probably, next time when you're allowed into the country, I could probably allow you to borrow it. Or
I mean, that's gonna take a few years, by the sound of things. What about for our listeners who can't borrow? I'm just going on Amazon now.
I think you could try and find on Amazon. I'm pretty sure you could maybe
rent. Okay, you can rent it on Prime Video.
Yeah.
So if you're in the States, you can do that. And that means it's probably on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
It's a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. It's not one of his like greatest performances, but he's a really, really good performance from Denzel Washington. He's a great actor. He's one of my favorites.
He's just a classic leading man, isn't he? I mean, he's...
Yeah. I mean, he's
square-jawed, handsome, yeah.
He just, every time, like, the whole film just revolves around him, and even when he's, like, there's a bit of narration as well. Even when he's doing the narration, it just adds just a little extra to the film. It's really nice. Like, it just brings you in, and you definitely, like, you see everything through his point of view, which is really nice.
Cool. All right, then. Well, Devil in a Blue Dress, I'll be sure to check that out.
Mm. Yes. So that concludes another episode of Holmes Movies Recommends. Very quick in and out one today. What was that?
I don't know. Why are you turning into Alan Partridge? A quick in and out. Oh, no, not like that. What? Why are you just being normal and just say that concludes another episode of Holmes Movies Podcast? Goodbye. Just... Fuck off. Go back to your lives.
Yeah. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, fine. I'll do this again.
No, do it again. Just let's go.
So, yeah, well, you can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Podomatic.
They know that. They downloaded the podcast. How do you think they're listening? They know where to get the podcast because they're fucking listening to it.
All right. My face is all red. You can see how red my face is on the screen. It's crazy.
We weren't doing this on the honest.
Also, I feel really bad because I positioned
my microphone. I'm too old for this shit.
I did position the microphone in a place, so I feel like it's some part of the episode if I ever put this out on YouTube or something, I feel like part of my head was just a bit behind the microphone, so I think you only see like this a little bit. Baby steps. This is a new thing. We're learning. You alright?
Yeah, can we go now?
Yeah, okay, cool. So, yeah.
The end of this episode is longer than the actual episode.
Have a good day, everyone. Stay safe.
Bye. How can you feel hard on a man? Doctor said ain't the fever that your lover has another man. Doctor, get your fever gauge and put it under my tongue. Doctor, get your fever gauge and put it under my tongue. Doctor says all you need, your lover in your arm. I want my lover, come and dry my fever away. I want my lover, come and dry my feet.